Hello, everyone. I would like to officially welcome you all to the first ever episode of the smash hit podcast, Kimitsu. I, first of all, would like to begin this with a few disclaimers for liability and ego reputation purposes. Number one, I refuse to vet and re-listen to and edit any of these episodes because I don't know one thing I hate more than listening to myself speak. So, sorry about it. Except not really. You all can just fucking exit out this podcast if you don't like what you're hearing. Second of all, you obviously know this is called Kimitsu, which I'm sure we all can understand what that means. This is not a formal recommendation or endorsement of the idea to Kimitsu, for real. I'm simply using the artistic tool of exaggeration to describe and express some of the huge miseries of the human experience. Because as we all know, it's a miserable one at best. I often use the term excruciating to describe my time here on Earth. So yeah, those are my two disclaimers. No editing, and this isn't a formal recommendation to commit sue. And if you are thinking about actually committing sue, you should talk to me and we'll laugh about why life sucks and maybe you won't. So I didn't come up with the term commit sue, unfortunately. I did not coin that expert phrase, and it haunts me to this day. It makes me want to commit sue. But my good friend Dave, I don't know if he made up commit sue, but he was the one who told me about commit sue. I'm just the one who created this masterpiece that you are enjoying right now. So I am a fucking accountant. I mean, not really. I don't actually do accounting. But I am tangential to the accounting field. And I used to be an auditor. And me and Dave were, in the audit room one night during busy season, just ticking and tying away and being fucking lame as shit. And I don't know how it came up, but he was just like, damn, I want to commit sue. And I was like, fuck, that's so, deep. Commit sue. It just makes so much sense. It has such a ring to it. It just flows right off my tongue, commit sue. And just in case you're aware or not aware, obviously you are aware because you had to click on this podcast, but it is spelled S-O-O, so don't get it twisted. Funny story about the spelling of Kimitsu, LOL. I was sitting at my current job, which is also bullshit, and I was, telling everyone in the room, we have a very open work culture where I work. It's very really anything goes in terms of discourse. And I was telling everyone about how I wanted, how I wanted to commit sue, because some email I got, I was like, oh my God, I want to commit sue. And I was like, you know what, I should make a podcast. Well, actually started as a talk show, which I'll get into in a second. But I was like, yeah, I want to make my podcast called Commit Sue. I was like, shit, you know what, I should just really, start making my dreams a reality and, buy the domain name for Commit Sue. So I'm, making my purchase think it was like $8 or some stupid shit like that for like a year of this domain name. It was supposed to be www.commitsue.com. And like, obviously, Sue is spelled in my trademarked, not really. I wish soon to be trademarked commit, like S-O-O style. But I also like threw on an extra T to commit, like, because that's how I thought commit was spelled. So the incorrect spelling of commit Sue in my domain name makes me want to commit Sue. And obviously I've abandoned the project and not done anything to the webpage. So that's a fun little thing for us all to laugh about. But yeah, so Dave was really the one who introduced me to commit Sue. And I'm so happy that I get to share the meaning and the spirit of commit Sue with you all. So what commit Sue was originally intended to be, which we might get there someday, but now we're at our humble roots as a young, immature movement. It was supposed to be a talk show, like me on a couch, cup of coffee, and like I have guests every episode. I can't decide if it's going to be like celebs. I don't know if I have that kind of like power to get a celeb to come talk to me about committing Sue. Or just like Joe Schmoes. Or like creatures that I find. Sorry, I'm like moving with shit in my apartment. Creatures that I find like on the like dark web. Like, I feel like those might be the most interesting people. And, like, I wish I were a creature in the dark web, but I'm too, like, not. I'm too mainstream and, like, not dark web, but I want to be dark web. So, like, maybe having some of them come and share some of their perspectives and insights. But, so, yeah, TBD on the guest, like, profile. It was gonna be, like, we bring them on, we have some light, you know, some chit-chat, some banter, if you will. And then we would get into, like, their problem. Like, what's your struggle right now? Like, what's your main situation? Like, what are you dealing with? What's bothering you? Blah, blah, blah. And the conclusion that is, like, sought to be reached is whether or not that situation is grounds for committing Sue, which again, refer to disclaimer number 2. But essentially they go, oh, so such and such thing happened to me and I'm dealing with this and it's really making me feel blah, blah, blah. And like, I might ask a couple of follow-up questions, try to get some more details, maybe take a few live audience comments if we get there. Maybe some Tinder, LOL. Some Twitter. More on Tinder in a sec. Some Twitter comments, because Twitter is like my lifeline. I don't know if that phrase makes sense, but like, I don't fucking care. And then we would just hear it out and say, you know what that makes me want to do? And then I'd point the studio audience, and on the count of 3, prompts and, you know, music and lighting allowing, everyone would scream, commit Sue. And that's kind of like how the segments of the show conclude. And, you know, it could even be like 3 or 4 guests a show. I don't know. There's a lot to think about. But I swear to fucking God, if anyone steals that, I'm going to kill you and then commit soon. So that's great. So yeah, I mean, I think this is a really exciting time for us to launch. And by us, I mean me, as I'm sitting in my shitty Midtown apartment with the lights off, recording this podcast on an iPhone app because I can't figure out my goddamn router. So that's amazing. I think this is a really special time for us. And I think we're exactly what everyone needs to hear right now. I think if there's a time for this podcast and this content, it's right now. I think we're at a peak misery level, like, as a people. I think it just continues to grow. I think the misery is experienced by the average human is occurring at an increasing rate. So I think we need a culture and a spirit of just accepting that we're miserable and just, you know, discussing it. No one's gonna fix it. It's never gonna go away. You're not gonna suddenly not be miserable anymore. Like, that's a foolish dream. But you might as well just, like, kick back and talk about why life sucks, you know? Like, I don't believe for one second that anyone's happy. I see people, like, walking around all happy with, like, weird overalls on and, like, pins on their backpacks and, like, just looking at the sun and shit. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I know that you're not truly happy. And I know that you know that I know that you're not truly happy. So you're not fooling anyone. Or maybe you are fucking fooling people, but you're not fooling me. And so I just think there's a huge opportunity for us all to come together and just accept the miserable facets of life. And, you know, to kick things off, maybe I'll share a particularly Miz story that has happened to me lately. Like, Miz. Like, commit sue. Like, to the extent where I came home and, like, chucked a empty wine glass against the wall just because I was, like, so furious. And so, like, just Miz. So, I'm, like, on Tinder. This is where I was gonna, you know, connect the Tinder lines together. Like, on Tinder, which is my first mistake, because everyone knows love doesn't exist either. Happiness and love are made up. And everyone who is allegedly in it is too much of an idiot to understand that they're actually not. So I'm, like, on Tinder, honestly, just, like, looking for some D. Not really, like, oh, maybe I'll meet someone. Like, no, I don't fucking care if I even formally meet you. It's like, come on. Talking, chatting, and I match with this guy, and we're, like, talking, whatever. You know, the typical painful week preceding a date, like, small talk, like, oh, how was your day? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I literally don't know what to say to you. Like, I don't have interest in what I'm doing, like, for me to even be doing it. Never mind to, like, relay it to someone. Like, absolutely not. So we're, like, chatting, we're talking about music, and he's, like, being all, like, oh my god, you're so cool, blah, blah, blah. Which, like, granted, I am, so, I mean, I get it. I remember explicitly, like, posting, like, pictures of music on Instagram, because I do that, and, like, everyone hates it, but I just, like, need to do it for some reason. Like, not the part of Instagram where you can, like, actually play music. Like, just screenshots. And he, like, responds, like, wow, you really got me, like, crushing hard. And I'm like, lol, you've never met me. And this is a song of, like, Faith Evans, Notorious B.I.G. Like, what are you talking about? And so we go on this date. I bring him to, like, a hookah lounge because that's, like, my home turf. Because, like, I just love smoking hookah, which someone who's not around right now needs to remind me to discuss my philosophy on smoking. I wish I had more than one person team right now. So we're in the hookah lounge. We're drinking, like, Henny Diet. We're, like, having a grand old time. Like, I'm actually, like, not 99% Miz, which is my baseline Miz. Maybe I'm more, like, 90% Miz, which is, like, a huge development in my life. We, like, get pizza, which is important to note because of what I'm about to tell you. We, like, get pizza. I am visibly, like, oh, my God, I don't like eating, like, on dates because I don't know for normal reasons. And so we eat pizza. Then he's like, okay, we're, like, making out, like, on the street. And I'm, like, loving it. I'm, like, thank God. Like, where has this been? Like, this is the only reason why I, like, rolled out of bed this morning. So we're, like, making out on the street. And we're, like, all right, let's go to Brooklyn. So I'm, like, A, we're in Manhattan. B, I don't fucking live in Brooklyn. So I'm either sleeping over at this kid's house, which is, like, the goal, or schlepping my ass back to Manhattan. So we, like, go to Brooklyn, and we're, like, full on, like, hooking up in the car. Like, fingers going places, like, heavy makeouts. But, like, it's so awkward, because I was, like, looking at the Uber driver. His eyes and my eyes, like, met when he was, like, looking right in the mirror, and I was, like, looking ahead. It was very weird. And then so we're, like, doing that, and it's great. I'm, like, wow, this is a good use of my time, actually, which is, like, shocking, because everything's a fucking waste of time. And he, like, goes for, like, my, like, stomach, which is, like, danger zone. Like, we don't go there. We just don't do it. So he, like, goes for my stomach, and it's, like, feeling me up, and I, like, freeze. I'm, like, oh, my fucking God. This kid's hand is, like, probably, like, stuck inside my rolls of fat right now. So I'm not even kidding. He becomes, like, visibly, like, disinterested. Like, he, like, kind of, like, slows down a little bit, weans off a little bit, just kind of sits there. And I'm kind of just sitting there, like, LOL. And now I'm, like, in Brooklyn. So they, like, get to the bar, which, mind you, is fucking closed, and it was his idea to go there. We go to the bar, and we're, like, dancing. I buy him a drink. Mind you, also, I bought drinks the entire night because he's 33 and still has, he actually has a job, but, I mean, I guess if you want a 26-year-old to buy your drinks, then cool, good for you. Buy drinks, we're, like, dancing a little bit, which was, like, kind of interesting, but whatever. And then he's, like, and then he, like, looks, like, exhausted, and I'm, like, okay, are you ready to go? And he's, like, yeah. And so I, like, proceed, like, as if I'm, like, about to get my own cab, thinking he's gonna be, like, oh, you're, like, gonna come home with me? Even though at that point, I already knew that, like, he was, like, not into me because of my danger zone. And I, like, get in the cab and leave. And, like, that was the last I ever saw him. We texted, like, once or twice after, but since have not communicated. And so that story, in my mind, is grounds for committing Sue, because that was just such a miserable experience. Yeah, so that's pretty much like that's what I just presented to you would be like the typical format of my talk show. It would be someone saying a story, an anecdote, and I'll rate it. I'll be like on a scale of yes, that's grounds for committing sue, or no, that's not grounds for committing sue. You're being a little bitch. Those are the two outcomes. But the podcast would be just more of a general, like, forum for just, like, fuck shit. Like, that's really my vision here. This is, like, a forum for fuck shit. Now, what do I need someone to remind me of? Oh, hookah. And smoking. So, as much as I, like, am, like, a pro, like, I hate life, and it sucks, and, like, being here isn't necessarily adding, like, isn't really, like, something I wish to, like, continue. The way that I die, it, like, freaks me out, like, beyond belief. Like, I it's not so much that I care about, like, actually being dead. It's, like, the process of becoming dead that really just, like, throws me for a loop. And so, like, this day and age, I feel like people are killed. Like, people's lives end in such weird ways. Like, in such, like, screwed up ways. Like, so much more, like, murder and violence and, like, bombings and, like, shootings and shit. Like, I would be thrilled to die from some, like, good old-fashioned cancer. Like, it's not... It's obviously, like, very, like... Like... horrible and a huge struggle. Very sad. Like, say goodbyes, whatever. But... you're not, like... You don't have that, like... That, like... that, like, fear. That, like... shock that, like, oh my fucking god, like, I'm, like, about to be shot. Like, I don't know, that to me just seems like unbearable. But then the other hand, like, I guess it's so much quicker, like, I don't know. But at least, like, if I die from, like, whatever, cancer, which is, I mean, it's obviously no joke, but, like, if I die from cancer, at least, like, I did it. Like, it was, like, my own actions that caused this, and, like, I'm doing on my own terms. Like, I'm not, like, being killed. The cumulative results of the decisions I've made throughout my lifetime are killing me. So, you know, it's just, like, a way to look at it. I don't know. That's my philosophy for the day. I'm not gonna lie, fam. It's 12:01 a.m. and I did not prepare for this pilot podcast. I kind of just decided to do it. I don't really know why. Next time, I'm definitely going to create an agenda. Maybe an outline. I don't know. Probably not. I mean, kind of need to just, like, freely speak. But definitely some points of discussion I think need to be thought of. I would love to hear from everyone what you would like to listen to me discuss with myself. Or if you'd like to share some thoughts with me and I can respond, I can add on, I can interpret, you know, just the closest thing we can get to having a live discussion about it. Feel free, like, drop me a line. Definitely drop me a line. I look forward to continuing sharing my fucked up thoughts with you all. Yeah, just remember my two disclaimers are, I refuse to ever edit a podcast, so, whatever. And I do not formally recommend that anyone commit sue, despite all the miserable experiences that we are all too familiar with that are, in fact, see, I'm not going to edit that shit, in fact, grounds for committing sue. All right, fam. See ya.